international destination. That 10 sleep sensation. Dirty Sally ain't so dirty anymore.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 57 degrees, up 2 from the overnight low at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, the rematch begins, the first debate of the 2024 presidential campaign. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on why it's a first in a lot of ways.
So there will be no studio audience. The candidates' microphones will also only be turned on when it is their turn to speak. You have two of the oldest candidates in history to ever compete for the White House. This will also be the first time we were seeing a sitting president of the United States debate a former president of the United States. And of course, you have this conviction of former President Donald Trump. All of that is going to make this debate something unlike anything we've ever seen before.
The Supreme Court will issue more rulings today. They have 10 to go before the end of their term. A Boeing whistleblower alleging that holes were drilled in the wrong places on the 787 planes when they were being manufactured. Boeing says it did a thorough review and found there were no safety issues. A pair of giant pandas on their way to the San Diego Zoo as part of a continuing conservation partnership between the U.S. and China. This isn't. Israel and the U.S. apparently settling the dispute over American weapons shipments. Israel's prime minister had accused the U.S. of withholding the weapons, but officials now say they have worked through what were misunderstandings. An attempted coup shut down in Bolivia.
Flares going up in celebration while flags being waved. Supporters of the government expressing their relief that the coup failed. Armored vehicles earlier rammed the front doors of the government palace. President Arce directly confronted Army Commander Zuniga face to face. The military chief now arrested. The Bolivian government is a big supporter of the Global South and has applied for membership in the growing independent BRICS trade group. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Up for auction today, a collection of items that once belonged to Princess Diana. It's the largest collection of her belongings to go up for sale since 1997, actually. Includes gowns, accessories, and keepsakes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
57 at 5 minutes after 7. It's pleasant forecast for today.
But then it kind of gets back to a little bit rainy spell tomorrow, it appears. We'll have details coming up here when we share the forecast with you.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Lime Ridge Egg Supply will be closed this Saturday for inventory. They appreciate your business and thank you for your understanding. Lime Ridge Egg will be back open on Monday to continue offering top quality products and exceptional customer service. That's Lime Ridge Egg Supply, closed this Saturday. Thank you for your support and understanding.
A high of 76 today with sunshine and pleasant conditions. Turning cloudy tonight, a low of 58. Friday, 74 with showers and thunderstorms intermittently. For Friday night, muggy with rain at times, possibly a thunderstorm, and a low of 65. 81 Saturday with isolated showers possible. And Sunday, mostly sunny and comfortably cool with a high of 72. The air is calm, currently in Richland Center, following a midnight reading of 66 and a low of 55. On the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, it is 57.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, all torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. Some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running.
just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could bring it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could bring it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could bring it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Good morning from WRCO, Kane Brown and Friends, Marshmallow, and Put Some Miles on It. Well, we have some great stuff to share with you throughout the day, some info to get you in the know, and some special guests in the studio. Ryan Jewell, musician, will be in at 10 o'clock this morning to sing a little song for us, perhaps, and play some new music as well. He's a native of Virginia, so we'll meet him at 10 o'clock this morning here on the radio. Oh, Hank Bray, he's got a new hit out, too, I think. We'll find out about that, too, in a few minutes. This is new from Gabby Barrett, some good advice.
I was 7 years old. He was holding my hand. So we walked in the gym. He could tell I was scared. So you can't pretend. It's just you and me. So I closed my eyes. And I stood on his feet.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. the last one to know, the last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower.
Garth Brooks on WRCO Radio. It is 18 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Thursday. We'll get the HB report, and also we'll have a little birthday and anniversary salutes as well. Quite a few beautiful June brides to recognize, and beautiful June grooms as well in a little while.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position. 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale, June 26th to 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes, 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturdays 10 to 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is turning 100, and we hope you'll celebrate with us. We'll sponsor three free admission days this summer, one each month, at the Woodman Aquatic Center. We'll also host a centennial celebration on Sunday, September 15th, including a free 5K run, walk, music, games, food, refreshments, and cake. For more details, visit our events page at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, celebrating 100 years.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Well, that'll get people turning out the radio.
Out of tune, I think.
Right. Well, hey, so we're together. We're right in tune.
We need one of those auto tunes that they accuse some of the singers of using, so they're never off of the key.
But if I was on key, we would be something wrong.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it might blow up the auto cue if we were on key.
Yes. You know, well, good morning, young man.
You might not know how to work. Yeah, good
did
morning.
Did you do anything good last night?
I'm trying to think. I was here for a little while, I
were
guess.
You?
And
what were you doing?
We were actually recording some interviews and then did a little shopping.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then June got home. We got home and then June said, we got to water our flowers. I'm like, come on. Water our flowers? We haven't had enough rain. She said, no. The baskets get a little dry.
Yeah, so, they do. Yeah.
So we had to do that, you know.
So, yeah, I had to water the garden last night. And water,
did you?
Yeah, I've been fighting the moles. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
Huh. Who's going to win that battle? Probably them, huh?
I hope not. I've got three traps now.
Uh-huh. I think you're supposed to chew some gum and throw it down the hole.
I've tried that, too.
Have you tried that, too? Yeah,
we'll see what that happens.
Do they blow a bubble out of the hole?
I don't know. I don't know. Juicy fruit gum.
Juicy fruit?
Then I've got poison peanuts. I put some Merlot down. I've put some palletized lime down. I've got three. They're kill traps, so yes.
You have traps there, too?
Yeah.
They're just down there laughing at you.
You know they are.
They are. Like,
so
they just go deeper or go around it or something.
Yeah, they do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
One trap was popped yesterday. I go home, I go, yes, pull it up. There's nothing. Nothing.
Now, my mole problems in Sextonville don't usually happen until the fall.
Mine usually don't either. But that rain pushed them up. It had to have something that pushed them up.
Hmm.
I mean, they're going places I've never had them before.
Right. Yeah, they can make a mess. My fall yard sometimes looks like it used to when somebody leave the hog gate open and
yes,
the hogs
and
get out.
Root,
yeah,
root, root,
yeah
root.
Right through the yard. And my mom would say, Jim, that's it. I'm not going to ever plant a garden again. Those hogs got in the garden.
So, but the problem is with mine, I have two little dogs that just love to dig after the moles.
Oh, yeah.
And they have dug there where the tunnels are. So so it's I've compounded the problem with my puppies.
Yeah. The moles are long gone, though. They're
They don't care. They
left their tunnel and they're down.
Laughing at them as well.
Yeah, they're laughing. They're watching their big screen TV or whatever they're doing.
Like, hey, let's watch. Hey, we put some cameras. Let's watch the dogs.
Wait a minute. I don't think they can watch, can they? I don't think they can see.
I don't. Stupid little things.
Pretty sure. Huh. Anyway, some world record beaters this week, Hank.
Yeah.
You know, David Rush is back in the news.
He is always in the news.
Yeah. 178th concurrently held title. That he has set now by using a squirt gun to topple 10 empty soda cans. How about that? He's looking at getting maybe the record for a number of records once again. Rush says it's required him to use a very small water gun, making it difficult to get enough power to topple the cans without sacrificing his accuracy. So Rush managed to beat the record of 5.93 seconds on his 10th try. He got it in at 4.92. So
wow.
He was able to knock down 10 empty soda cans with his squirt gun in 4.92 seconds.
Think about that. That's quick. That's fast.
That's crazy. Yes. Yeah. I don't even know what kind of squirt gun he used. You know, we used to get some back in school. You know, you try to smuggle it on the bus or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But then they would leak. And then the result would be, hey, look at me, wet his pants. You know?
Yes.
What do you do, Hank? What do you do?
Guinness Book of World Records recognized the Roe River in Montana as the world's shortest river, running just 201 feet.
Really?
Yeah. 201 feet.
201 feet. Huh. You know, over the weekend with all that rain, we had some...
Yes.
They were temporary rivers, but we had some short rivers, too.
But now, the new world record from that, the current title of the world's shortest river has been since claimed by the Ripora River in the Republic of, I don't know, in the
Where
Republic
are we at
of,
here?
Yes.
Abkhazia?
I don't know.
Abkhazia?
It's Abkhazia. All right, flowing just 18 meters.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
The Ripora stands for one of the shortest and coldest rivers, particularly noted for its proximity to the Black Sea coast.
So a new record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So David Rush didn't make that.
No, he can't. He is going to be doing that one. How about the man who assembled Mr. Potato Head in 5.15 seconds? Did you see that?
Well, because we just had that a couple weeks ago, and then someone else
broke it. Yeah. Declan McFerrin said he spent 4 hours refining his technique for attaching all the features of the popular plastic toy before shaving 28 seconds off the previous world record. He said he had not played with his Mr. Potato Head since he was a child, but he said it was to start with the body, hat, and legs. All three pieces could be put together simultaneously. Then he decided to be the best at putting the eyes in with his non-dominant hand, so he practiced that. That was the key to
success. Isn't
that crazy? There. Yeah. And they used to just use a regular potato, you know, back when it first came out. They just sent the features, and then you borrowed a potato from your mom's potato sack, and there you go.
Yeah. Truck spills 8 tons of avocados onto the California highway traffic.
Ooh.
Traffic was snarled for several hours on a California highway, and a truck overturned and spilled its load of avocados onto the road. The California Highway Patrol's Redwood City office said a truck carrying 8 tons.
Wow. And they're kind of, I thought the avocados got a little scarce there for a while.
Yeah. Spilled its load of superfood onto the northbound lanes just before 4 a.m. the other day.
Huh.
And that's just crazy.
I'd have been going along scooping up the guacamole.
Too. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just stuck a little cup out there and whoop, scooped it up, and there you go.
Yep.
Take it home.
Yep. Mm. Well, two runaway donkeys rounded up in Virginia State.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, donkeys, I'm really close to them because donkeys, what do they make the sound of?
Bray.
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 Yeah. A duo of dawdling donkeys were rounded up by authorities in Virginia after escaping their home and wandering onto a road. Virginia State Police said on social media that the members of the Crucial Incident Stress Management Team encountered the donkeys on a rural road in Henrico County. The troopers were able to round up the jaywalking Jack Butts, and with the help of Henrico County Division of Police.
Yes. Censored and edited by Henry Brady.
Yes.
Good job, Hank. Good job. Yes. There's a Netherlands man who assembled a team that put together the world's longest bicycle, too. Did you see that?
Yes.
180 feet and 11 inches long.
Did you see the picture for that?
I did not.
Yeah, it's made out of steel. Even the wheels are big. It looks like big drums of steel.
How do you ride it?
You just get on and ride it.
That's something else. You'd have to really work on your balance. And I would think it would be kind of hard to pedal.
I'll have to show you the picture.
Okay.
Because the picture says the wheels hold up this bike because the wheels are metal.
Oh, okay. So it'll balance itself then. All right.
To me, is that considered a bicycle?
I don't know. And can you put cards in the spokes? You know?
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's the way a bicycle should be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still put cards in the spokes right around Sextonville. Hey, ladies. You know? So, huh. All right. Anything else going on?
Not really. The most apples held in one's mouth and cut by a chainsaw, Philip, in 1 minute.
Oh, boy. What some people will do.
Well, the number is 8. If you're interested, we could try it this weekend if you want.
The person holding the apples, do you know what kind of...
No, he holds his own apples.
And he cuts them himself?
Yes.
Man alive.
Yeah, the most apples held in one at one own's mouth and cut by a chainsaw in 1 minute. The number is 8, held by Johnny Strange, who achieved this terrifying feat in October.
Johnny Strange.
Yes.
That fits him. I kind of flinch. I'm behind the backstop at a baseball game, and the ball comes back and hits the chain link fence right in front of me, and like that. I don't imagine, if I've got a chainsaw and I'm bringing it back toward me, there's no way I could hold steady.
Well, I'm not going to do that anyway.
No, I know. Cut an apple?
Jesus, wow. I'd use a butter knife for an apple if you had to.
Right.
Why would you cut an apple?
I don't know. For a Guinness World Record, so a couple of knuckleheads would talk about it on the radio, I guess.
Jesus. Some of these are just going, why? Why, uh-huh. why are you doing
oh,
that?
Oh, I know. A lot of them you do.
So, yeah, anyway, but... you doing any big plans for tonight?
I'm trying to think what's on the agenda tonight, Hank. I don't know. You'll have to talk to my agent. I think maybe tilling a little bit. Trying to get some quack grass knocked down.
Is it in your yard or garden?
Oh, the garden. Yes. Some of it that kind of got ahead of us during that monsoon season.
Yeah. You know, I mowed Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Then I mowed again last night.
It looks like it's growing about every other day.
It is crazy again. So
full-time
I shouldn't have
job.
Fertilized it.
No, why did you fertilize it?
I'm going to go fertilize yours when you're not there.
Yeah, no, you don't need to.
No, but I will. I want to help you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
And then, so reseed it. And just to help you. You know, that's what friends are for.
Your idea of fertilizing kind of scares me.
Oh, have a good day, buddy. Be kind.
You can't Witherschmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Guerin's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Thanks to Judy, who called into the program saying that Henry wouldn't have moles in his yard if he didn't have grubs, which I guess we knew that, but she says the moles are actually helping Henry. So there you go, Henry, getting some mole help there. Don't knock it. Some notes on this day in history. 1880, author, lecturer Helen Keller, who lived most of her life without sight or hearing, was born in Alabama. Also on this day, 1974, President Nixon opened an official visit to the Soviet Union. Michael Jackson kicked off his Dangerous tour in 1992, and Eddie Murphy got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1996. Coming up, we'll see who's older and wiser today on the 27th of June. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy 43rd to Mandy Tisdale, with love from Mom and Dad. To Tammy Thielman, thanks for all you do. Love Terry, Trevin, Taryn, Dylan, Ellie, and Walker. To Tyler Butteris, love from all your family. To Dad Tyler Butteris from Aiden, Addie, Ashton, and Tisha. Happy 22nd to Heath Zumach. We hope this year is a much better one. Love from Mom and Dad. Happy 22nd to Haley as well. We hope your day is fabulous, from Mom and Dad. To Haley from Heath, happy 22nd to my favorite twin. Thanks for caring about me throughout my life and for being there for me always. Have a great day today to Haley and Heath from Hannah as well. And to Heath and Haley Zumach, hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling 22. Have a great birthday from Jackson. Birthday greetings to Brandon Salisbury from Sammy, Kendall, Liam, Fulton, and Mavelin, and to Brandon Salisbury from Steve and Ellen. Have a great day today. Tanya Katasek from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, Lucas Umbihan from the Ash Creek United Methodist Congregation, Kim Corbin, have an awesome year, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band, Brad Thompson from Lori and the Guys, son-in-law Brad from Butch and Margaret, and to Brad Thompson and his twin John, happy milestone birthday from Julie, Landon, Carrick, and Piper. Bill Tracy, happy 75 years young. Brother Bill, love from Diane and George Nottigal. Also, happy birthday to Dad and Grandpa Bill Tracy. This is from Bill, Penny, Colin, and Caleb. To husband Bill Tracy, with love from your wife, Rita. To Joanne Vogt Anderson from the Durst Cousins. Richland Center Primary School today, saluting David Ayer. Have a great birthday. Happy birthday, Amber Muckler from the Little Willow Birthday Club. And greetings going out today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Stacy Hatch, Bill Hasberg, Brendan Krieger, and Dan Neitzel. Also to Chris Thomas and Mandy Tisdale. Happy anniversary, Dan and Kelly Neitzel, and Jimmy and Joanne. and Cusca. Have a great day today from the Richland Center Lions to Brad Thompson, Abby Brockus, and Kyle Lewis, Haley and Heath Zumach, and Drew Huth. Happy anniversary, Benny and Elizabeth Green, and Charles and Grace McBain III. Happy anniversary, Dave and Jan Ewing, and Dale and Pam Kaufman from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy anniversary, Richard and Shirley Steiner from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Casey and Jennifer Bartles from Lori and the Guys, and from Dad and Mom Walker. Happy anniversary from Butch and Aunt Margaret to Jennifer and Casey as well. To Lynn Hansel from Dan, I've been a lucky man having you in my life. 54 today for Dan and Lynn. Congratulations. Also to Randy and Cinda Poppy from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Andrew Service from the Bloom City Town Crier. And happy anniversary to Benny and Elizabeth Green, Jan and Dave Ewing, Jimmy and Joanne Koska, and Dale and Pam Kaufman.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Joanna has the news coming up from WRCO Radio as we get set for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us here on the radio. This is John Barry.
Of the world, I've seen.
wishing you the best. Thank you so much for joining us today on WRCO and supporting local radio. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Good morning. It is a sunny 61 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant today with a high of 76. Tonight turning cloudy with a low of 58. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 55, it's 61 degrees.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As the April showers persist into June, keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. They are preparing for flooding along the Mississippi River. WKOW-TV reports Prairie du Chien Mayor Dave Hemmer signed a state of emergency declaration following recent severe storms. The National Weather Service projects the Mississippi River to rise to over 20 feet by this weekend, which nears the levels of major flooding. The city has been working to fill and place sandbags for residents. Flood warnings have been posted for most Wisconsin counties along the Mississippi. A significant delay in rebuilding the bridge between Lansing, Iowa and DeSoto, Wisconsin. Iowa DOT engineer Clayton Burke says flooding on the Mississippi has stopped work. He says it could be several weeks to a month before the water recedes enough to restart work. The contractor will likely bring in multiple crews once the water goes down so they can work nights and weekends to make up for lost time. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a close race for president in Wisconsin. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump tied at 50% in a head-to-head matchup among registered voters. Among likely voters, Biden the choice of 51% to Trump's 49%. The results include initially undecided voters who were then asked about whom they would vote for if they had to choose between the two candidates. Trump led by 2 points among both registered and likely voters in April's Marquette poll. The survey was conducted June 12th through 28th, interviewing 871 registered voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.6 percentage points. 784 likely voters were interviewed, and the margin of error among those respondents was plus or minus nearly 5 percentage points. Respondents to the latest Marquette poll were asked about the criminal convictions of Donald Trump. Among registered Wisconsin voters, 55% agreed with the jury, which found the former president guilty of the charges in his New York hush money trial. 36% say he is not guilty, and 9% say they don't know. Almost three-quarters of Republicans say Trump is not guilty, while a majority of independents and almost all Democrats believe he is guilty. Sentencing for Trump is set for July 11th, just days before the start of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Among registered voters, 27% say Trump should receive no penalty, 12% say he should be fined, 14% say he should receive probation without jail, and 36% say he should be sentenced to some time in jail. The first presidential debate is tonight, and Some are listening to hear what candidates say about helping young people, while others are listening to hear what the candidates say about reproductive care. Civic Media's debate coverage starts tonight at 7:30 on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. A lead for Tammy Baldwin in the latest Marquette poll. The survey found 52% of registered and likely voters backing Democrat Baldwin, who is seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate following service in the U.S. House and the Wisconsin Legislature. 47% backed Republican Eric Hovde, a businessman whose latest social media gambit was to ask supporters whether he should shave his mustache. The poll was conducted earlier this month and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.6 percentage points for registered voters and plus or minus 4.9% points for likely voters. New constitutional restrictions on who can work Wisconsin elections should have little practical effect. That's the takeaway from a legal opinion Attorney General Josh Call released Tuesday. Voters in April approved a constitutional amendment that says only election officials designated by law can perform election-related tasks. Dane County's attorney asked Call whether the language prohibited government officials such as county and municipal clerks and vendors from working on elections. Call said in his opinion that the amendment means only lawfully designated election officials can administer elections, and it doesn't change the broad range of positions that can serve as election officials, including clerks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that a new web mapping application is available for people to learn about public lands in Wisconsin and plan their next outdoor adventure. The Public Access Lands application is designed for desktop and mobile devices and offers user-friendly tools. The Public Access Lands application makes it easy to locate a state park, county forest, or lake for hiking, hunting, or fishing. The open managed forest crop law properties are also included in this update. This web-based mapping application provides up-to-date property information, including maps, restricted areas, and links to web pages if available. To find specific opportunities, such as fishing waters or hunting zones, select which theme interests you, and the application will display layers relevant to the activity. The application also shows DNR parking areas and boat access sites and complements the printed Public Access Lands Atlas, which contains 441 maps covering statewide public lands, roads, and waterways. The marijuana debate has been ongoing for quite a while now here in the Badger State, and there's a gray area. A WPR bill in 2018 legalized the use and production of hemp, which is a cannabis plant containing no more than 0.3% Delta-9 THC. Since then, regulations on the product have been loose, allowing for different options and ways for the product to be used and sold, and it's making law enforcement's job a lot harder. Officers have to use kind of clues of the traffic stop, the packaging, other stuff that's in the vehicle, and speaking with the driver to determine whether it's actually illegal Delta-9 THC or if it's the Delta-8 or CBD. The High Ground Veterans Memorial Park will host a Badger Talk by University of Wisconsin-Madison Professor Emeritus Doug Bradley on Sunday, August 4th at 1. Bradley will present We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War, which places popular music at the heart of the American experience in Vietnam. The presentation explores how and why U.S. troops turned to music as a way of connecting to each other and the world back home and of coping with the complexities of the war they had been sent to fight. It also demonstrates that music was important for every group of Vietnam veterans. Doug Bradley is a veteran of the Vietnam War and has written two books, Daris Vietnam, Dispatches from the Air Conditioned Jungle, and co-authored with Professor Craig Werner, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War, which was named Best Music Book of 2015 by Rolling Stone magazine. This presentation is part of the High Ground's annual Vietnam Veterans Reunion, combining Vietnam exhibits, Huey helicopter displays, and the 1 o'clock presentation by Doug Bradley, which will all be free and open to the public. Lunch will be free for Vietnam veterans who RSVP before July 31st. Vietnam veterans can RSVP with one guest by contacting Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.org or by calling 715-743-4224. The High Ground was founded as a Vietnam Veterans Memorial in 1984 and is located in Neillsville. The Vilas County Board isn't firing a judge and the clerk of courts for having an affair, at least not yet. WXPR in Rhineland reports board members tabled one resolution and voted down another that would have asked or required Judge Daniel Overby and clerk of courts Beth Soltau to resign. Both Overby and Soltau admitted to the affair, and staff at the courthouse said the relationship created dysfunction and tension in the building. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission is investigating the incident.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, June 27th. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71 of Richland Center, died last Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held this morning at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71 of Richland Center. Ronald James Mellum, 77 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at his home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Saturday from 10 until 1. Ronald James Mellum, 77 of Richland Center. John Morris Hale, 72 of Plain, died June 3rd after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday from 11 to 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For John Morris Hale, 72 of Plain. Marcia Marie Muller, 64 of Richland Center, died last Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7 with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64 of Richland Center.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Partly cloudy and
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more on